This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. In our last khutbah, we were discussing one of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that hadith is narrated by Al-Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in Sahih al-Bukhari, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. A person would taste the sweetness of faith, the sweetness of iman. And then he mentioned three conditions. If a person wants to taste the sweetness of iman, you have to fulfill three conditions. مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Condition number one is to be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your Rabb, as your master. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. And also you have to be pleased with Islam as the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. And you have to be pleased with Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ as the Prophet and Messenger of Allah. And in the last khutbah, we covered only the first condition, which is كيف نرضى بالله ربا. How can we be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our master? And to continue, I'll have to summarize this one and connect it to the next one, which is the topic of our khutbah today. كيف نرضى بالإسلام دينا. How can we be pleased with Islam as our religion? So to summarize the last khutbah, we mentioned كيف نرضى بالله ربا. How can we be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb, our master? And we shared four tips. أن نرضى بالله عز وجل خالقا وهاديا. It's to be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our creator and as the source of guidance for us. And we mentioned many examples. In the Quran, when the word Rabb is used, most of the time two attributes of Allah will be mentioned right away. One of them was in Surah Al-A'la, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. So the word Rabb is mentioned here. Celebrate the praises of your Rabb, your master. الْأَعْلَى, the most high. الَّذِي خَلَقْ. Creation. He's the one who created. فَسَوَّى. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ. فَهَدَى. And then guidance. Again, we also mention in Surah Al-Shu'ara, so number 26, ayah 77, there was a debate between Ibrahim alayhi salam on one side and the idol worshippers of his time on the other side. And he pointed at those idols that they made with their own hands. He said, فَكُلُّهُمْ عَدُوُّ لِي. These are like enemies to me. They are nothing. They're worth nothing. They can do nothing. And then he said, "Illa Rabb al-'Alamin." Except that I believe in Rabb al-'Alamin, the master of all nations, of all civilizations, at all times, at all places. And then he started introducing Rabb. Who is Rabb al-'Alamin? The first two qualities he mentioned, he said, "Alladhi khalaqani." He's the one who created me. Then did he leave me to wander aimlessly in this life? No. فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. And he provided guidance for me. He told me which path would lead to the best final destination, which is Jannah. He told me what's right and what's wrong. So creation and guidance. And the third example we used was in Surah Taha. Verses 43 and 44. There was, again, a conversation, a dialogue between the Pharaoh of Egypt on one side and Harun and Musa on the other side. So the Pharaoh of Egypt said to them, قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. He said, who's your Rabb? Who's your master? O Musa and Harun. The answer came, قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. He said, our Rabb, our master is the one who created everything and he provided guidance for his creation. So you see, all the time, Rabb is mentioned in the Quran. Creation and guidance are the first main attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first step, how can we be pleased with Allah as our Rabb? Is that we accept Him as a creator and we accept Him as the source of guidance in our life. Because we live under secularism today. What's the essence of secularism? They tell you, God created us. God created the world. But then we do whatever we like with ourselves, with our lives. He shouldn't be involved. We'll take care of ourselves. It's only this life. إِنْ إِيَّا إِلَّا أَرْحَامٌ تَدْفَعْ وَأَرْضٌ تَبْلَعْ وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. We just come to this life. We live this life in this dunya, we're going to be buried and that's it. This is why they don't prepare themselves that they will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an account day. There's a judgment day. Those oppressors, those tyrants who are, you know, killing and spreading mischief and bloodshed in the world, they're not going to be gone safe because there's a day where everyone will be brought to account. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is why it's called يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. It's a day where people will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tip number one is to accept Allah as the creator. Yes, He created me. But you can do nothing in your life without asking Allah for guidance. And you have to accept Him as the Hadi, the guide for you. Number two, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lahu awamir kawniya wa lahu awamir shara'iyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of the universe. Water could turn into a flood to kill people. And water could be a source of life for all of us. Wind could be something like a breeze within the summer day. But wind could be very cold and very violent to kill a whole ummah. So as we accept that and we don't accept the fallacy of Mother Nature is doing this, no, Allah is in control of nature. So as we accept the awamir kawniyah, we can do nothing to stop whatever Allah does in this universe. We have to accept His awamir shara'iyya. We have to accept His sharia. And sharia means the law that we should follow to implement Islam in every aspect of our life. And number three, when we have a dispute, when we have a problem, when we have a fight, when we have an argument, our best judge should be Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 65. He said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. O Muhammad, with your Rabb, with your master, they wouldn't attain full iman hatta yuhakkimuk, until they take you as a judge فيما شجر بينهم. When a dispute arises amongst them. Not only that. ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. And they will have no hard feelings in their hearts about the judgment that you will pass on them. And they submit completely to the command of Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the last one is, as we accept the shara of Allah, we have to accept the qadr of Allah. We follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْحَلَالْ مَا أَحَلَّهُ اللَّهُ وَالْحَرَامُ مَا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ. If Allah said this is halal, we do it. If He said this is haram, we stay away from it. That's the sharia. But then there is also qadr. And qadr, they call it predestiny. They call it destiny. But basically, in simple words, qadr means whatever Allah will do in my life and your life. It's the acts of Allah in our life. Allah will do whatever He likes in your life and my life. You can't stop it. Why? فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ. Allah described Himself in Surah Al-Buruj. Surah 85. Allah said, He's the one who will do whatever He wills and no one can stop Him. ولكننا نحن البشر كثير منا من يفعل ما لا يريد وكثير منا من يريد ما لا يفعل. So it's Allah who will guide you to do what you plan, and Allah's plan will always prevail. Sometimes you plan to do something and something happens, weather conditions, you get sick. This why ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. Don't ever say I'm gonna do this tomorrow until you say inshallah. Because without the will of Allah, nothing will happen. You might say, I booked the ticket. You know, I confirmed the ticket. My cousin in New York, I'm going to visit him. He's okay. But then all of a sudden, that day, you wake up in the morning, you can't even move. Who's in control of you? And if you move, then it could be minus 50. And, you know, the roads are blocked. And the airport, like they canceled the flights. So never say, I will do something, except say, inshallah. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ forgot one time to say, inshallah, the revelation stopped for 2 weeks. And this is why the revelation of Surah Al-Kahf came. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Don't ever say, I will do something tomorrow, without saying, if Allah wills. So, our Prophet ﷺ confirm at this point the fourth step, and how do we accept Allah as our Rabb? Abdullah ibn Abbas was riding behind him on the back of the camel, and he was giving him advice. It's a long hadith, but part of it he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكَ مَا كَانَ لِيُخْطِئَكَ وَأَنَّ مَا أَخْطَأَكَ مَا كَانَ لِيُصِيبَكَ. You have to learn that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans that you will not only escape death. You're driving a car, you're almost getting a car crash, and last second Allah saves you. And then you say, I was lucky today. No! There's nothing called luck in Islam. Allah saved you because your mother made dua for you at that moment. Because your father made dua for you at that moment. Because a righteous person made dua for you at that moment. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا زَالَ الْقَدْرُ وَالدُّعَاءِ يَسْطَرِعَانِ. Meaning the qadr of Allah is coming to happen, and then you make sincere dua, someone righteous make dua for you, your parents make dua for you, then Allah stops the qadr. But then if it happens, it becomes a qada. It's decreed, done. So yes, qadr can be changed by the dua. But qada means it's already done, and what's done cannot be undone. So these are the four tips. How can we accept Allah as our Rabb? Number one is to accept Allah as the creator and also as the source of guidance in our life. Number two is to accept, you know, the awamir of Allah, the commands of Allah in the globe, in the universe, and also we have to accept His commands and His prohibitions in the Sharia. Number three is to take Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a judge when a dispute arises amongst us. Number four is to accept the qadr of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear in the Quran. You know, when you read in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. Nothing, a disaster, a catastrophe, a hardship that happens in your life, sickness, losing a loved one, losing a job. All these things happen with the permission of Allah, with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right after he said, وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. Right after this ayah, after Allah said, nothing happens in this universe without the command of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, the permission of Allah. He said, and whoever, the ayah says, يؤمن. It could be translated literally as believes. No, in this ayah it means whoever accepts the qadr of Allah. Whoever accepts the hardship he's going through as a test from Allah, يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. Allah will give you the peace of the heart and the peace of the mind, and he will give you that satisfaction that you are happy with the qadr of Allah. So, moving on, and the topic of today is second part. If you want to feel the sweetness of Iman, you have to accept Islam as the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَيْفَ نَرْضَى بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا. How can we accept Islam as our religion? Number one, أن تؤمن من سويداء قلبك أن الدين عند الله الإسلام. You have to have a deeply rooted faith and believe that Islam is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when I say this, some people misunderstand and they have a big misconception. They think Islam is the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. Islam is the religion of Allah from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the end of life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a beautiful analogy when he said, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ مِنْ قَبْلِي. The likeness of me and all the prophets before me is like a man or like a group of people who came to construct a building. And when they constructed that building, it was perfect, except for one missing block of brick. So when people pass by that building, they say, what a wonderful building, except that missing block of brick. He said, فَأَنَا هَذِهِ اللَّبِنَةِ. I am that last missing block of brick. I just came to perfect the building, to complete the building. But Adam alayhi salam came with Islam, which is in essence, submit to Allah and Allah will be pleased with you. Nuh alayhi salam came with Islam. All of them, 124,000. They started with Adam and they ended up with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Zakariya, Yahya, all of them came with Islam. They told people, submit to Allah. None of them came to say, submit to me. So you need to understand this. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ, Sharia is the only difference. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِكُلِّ مِنْكُمْ جَعَلْنَا شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. There's a difference between deen and Sharia. Deen is one deen. And Nabi ﷺ يقول, الأنبياء إخوة لعلات. All the prophets came for the same reason. دينهم واحد. They have one religion, which is Islam. Al-Islam. ولكن أمهاتهم شتى. But their manhaj, their sharia are different. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sharia for every prophet. But the sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the easiest and perfect sharia. And it supersedes all the sharia that were before. So we need to clarify this. Islam is the religion of all prophets. What's the differences between prophets then and messengers? It was the sharia, the law that people should follow. Allah made it easier and easier. For example, at the time of Musa alayhi salam, the sharia, Islam was the religion. But the sharia was, if you want to repent, you need to kill yourself. And then Allah will bring you back to life. فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَقُتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. So at the time of Musa, if somebody wants to make tawbah, if they want to repent, they line up, they kill each other. Allah brings them back to life. But in the sharia of Muhammad, all what you need to do, say astaghfirullah between yourself and Allah, and Allah will accept you. You see how easier the sharia is made. If part of your body or your clothes is touched with najasa, with impurity, you have to cut out this part or burn it. But in the Sharia of Muhammad, you just wash it with water and then you can wear it again. These are differences of Sharia, how Allah made Sharia easier. So I hope you understand this now. So you have to have a deeply rooted belief that the religion with Allah is Islam. As Allah mentioned in Surah number 3, ayah number 19. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Allah said the religion with Allah, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ It's Islam. In the same surah, Surah number 3, Al Imran, ayah number 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Whoever accepts any religion or faith other than Islam, which is in essence submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not be accepted from him or her on the Day of Judgment. And he or she will be amongst the losers. That's very clear. That's step number one. كيف نرضى بالإسلام دينا. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said in the authentic hadith, والذي نفسي بيده ما سمع بي أحد من أهل هذه الملة من يهودي ولا نصراني ولم يؤمن بما جئت به إلا كان مثواه النار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet also to confirm this meaning, he said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, if anyone of the people of the book, whether Christians or Jews, hear what I was sent with, heard about my message, and do not follow it, their final abode will be hellfire. The scholars of fiqh of hadith, they differed amongst the tafsir of the word sami'a bi. Is it just meaning heard about Islam? And the majority of the scholars said no, not just hearing about Islam, but the fact that Islam was explained thoroughly to them and they knew that this is the truth, and then they choose with their own free will not to accept it. Tip number two, we should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth for everyone. Allah azza wa jalla خلق الأرض للناس أجمعين برهم وفاجرهم مؤمنهم وكافرهم. So Allah created the earth for everyone, whether they are believers or non-believers, whether they are practicing Muslims or not practicing Muslims. It's for everyone. As Allah mentioned in Surah Ar-Rahman, Surah number 55, ayah number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth for mankind. Al-anam means everyone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the Quran. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا If Allah wills, He will force all people to be believers. But what's the meaning of life then? Allah gave us the free will to believe or not to believe. And this is why this life is meant to be a test. And then there will be the Day of Judgment. And Allah is the judge, not you or me. So we should, on this earth, as Muslims, we should live and let live. We should respect the freedom of faith for people. If they choose to believe, they're most welcome. If they don't choose to believe, it's up to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the best man ever and the best da'iyah ever, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ He told Prophet Muhammad sallam when he was sitting next to his uncle Abu Talib in the last minutes on the deathbed, and he's saying to him, يَا عَمَّا كَلِمَا أُحَاجِّ لَكَ بِهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي Say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ so I can intercede for you on the Day of Judgment. But Allah didn't will for him to be a believer. So he didn't say it. So Allah told the Prophet ﷺ, you don't guide whomever you will. It has to be your decision to believe or not. And you'll be held accountable for it. You'll be held accountable for your choice. So Allah created the earth for everyone. We don't force anyone to accept Islam. We present Islam in the best manner ever to people. And the best way to do it, you and I, is the way you act, the way you behave. That's the best da'wah for Islam. And as I always say, you can give 1,000 lectures and it might not move one heart. But you might do a little act of kindness in front of someone. And when he asks, like, why do you do this? You say, because Islam tells me to do this. They will accept Islam. You could bring hundreds of people to Islam. And we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us. And we read this 17 times only in the Fard Salah. We say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We don't say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Muslimin or Rabbil Mu'minin or Rabbil Muttaqin or Rabbil Muhsinin. No, he's Rabbil Alameen. Rabb means Alladhi khalaqa min adam wa yatawalla ar-rizq. Rabb means he's the one who created out of nothing and he provides for his creations, whether they choose to believe in him or not. Because there is the word Rabb and there is the word Ilah. Rabb means the creator and the provider of guidance. But Ilah, you choose to accept him. Plus being the one who created you and who gave you guidance, once you follow that guidance, then you accept him as Ilah. And there's a difference between Ata' al-Rububiyyah and Ata' al-Uluhiyyah. Allah created everyone and he knew that some of them will not believe in him. Yet he provides for them. And look around you, you might have somebody who's not a Muslim and Allah gave him more than you. That's the proof. Because he's the Rabb. This is why it's amazing when you read in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah 126. Ibrahim alayhi salam was making a dua. He said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. He used to live in Arabia. So he said, oh Allah, make this country, make this place secure and safe. And provide for the people who live here. Provide for the inhabitants of this area. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted to limit the ata of Allah, the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only to the believers. He said, من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر. Ya Allah, provide only for those who believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment. Allah said, ومن كفر. No, Ibrahim, I'm not going to limit my ata, my provision for the believers only, because I created the disbelievers too. I'll provide for everyone, including the kuffar, the disbelievers. But there's a Day of Judgment where they're going to be judged and Allah will be the judge. This is why it's amazing when someone came one time to visit Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ibrahim was known to be very hospitable. If he doesn't have a guest, he would fast. And he was fasting for 3 days. Then a guest came to him. And when the guest came to him, he slaughtered an animal, cooked the food, and he brought the meat in front of the man. And they sat down to eat. And Ibrahim alayhi salam started with saying, Bismillah. And the man said, who's Allah? He said, the one who created you and me. The one who gave us this food. He said, no, I worship fire. Ana Majusi. I worship fire. He said, then get out of here. And he dismissed him. So the man left. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed Ibrahim. He said, why did you dismiss him, Ibrahim? He said, yeah, Allah, you created him. And you gave him everything. And he disbelieves in you. He worships fire. One of your creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim, how old is he, Ibrahim? He said, and he is in his 50s. He said, who has been providing for him for the last 50 years? He said, you, Ya Allah, he said, أَفِي وَجْبَةٍ وَاحِدَةَ تَطْرُدُهُ. Is it for one meal? You are dismissing him? So Ibrahim ran after the man. He said, come back, come back. And the man was like, you invited me to food. You kicked me out. Now you're inviting me back. Why? He said, لَقَدْ عَاتَبَنِي فِيكَ رَبِّي. My master, my Rabb, blamed me for doing this. He said, هَذَا الرَّبُّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يَتَّبَعَ. He said, this Rabb, this master has to be followed. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. I testify that there is no God worthy of worship but that Allah who's asking me to bring me back and eat. And I testify that you are the messenger of Allah. Last point or last tip in accepting Islam as our religion. An naqbal al-Islam shari'atan wa aqeedah. Meaning we believe in Allah as the only one. We believe that we're going to return to Allah. We believe that there are angels. We believe in the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. But we have to apply this in our life as a sharia. We have to follow when Allah says, do this, do it. When Allah said, don't deal with riba, don't deal with riba. Because we can claim to be Muslims. And Muslims are four types. There are some Muslims who are not practicing. They're just Muslims by name. And the second type are, I call them half, you know, or part-time Muslims. They pray Eid, they pray Jum'ah, and that's it. As if the five daily prayers are not prescribed on them. And they'll tell you, thank Allah that I'm praying Jum'ah. As if they're doing Allah a favor. Allah doesn't need your Jum'ah. You need your Salah. So, and then the third type are called full-time Muslims. They pray the five times, mashallah. But they have some problems in their faith. This is why the best type of Muslims are, number four, the old-time Muslims. Not the full-time Muslims. You could have two full-time jobs. The old-time Muslims are those who believe that they are the slaves of Allah in every second of their life. When they eat, they can get sawab for eating. They say, Bismillah, Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana wa qina adhab an-nar. When they finish eating, they say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. They think of Allah all the time. Ya Allah, you provided this food for us. Bless that food for us. You are the provider. They finish, they say, Alhamdulillah, Allah is the one who gave us food and drink. And if you say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa, Allah will forgive all of your sins. Even if it's equal to the foam of the ocean. Allahu Akbar. Just a dua. A simple dua like this in Islam. And Allah forgives all your sins. Wallahi, this is the dua the Prophet taught us. Amazing. So we have to accept Islam as Sharia, as we accept it as Aqidah. You don't tell me I believe in La ilaha illallah. What does it mean? There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Your sleep could be worship. Your eating could be worship. Your work could be worship if you have the intention that, Ya Allah, I'm working to provide for my family and for myself from a halal means. That's ibadah. When you eat and you say the dua, and that food will give you energy, then Allah will bless the food and it's ibadah. Having the intimacy, the intimate relationship with your spouse could be ibadah. When you intend that I want to have, you know, to start a family, and I want to have children who will submit to you, Ya Allah. The Prophet said, "Inna fi buta'i ahadikum sadaqa." When the man and the woman have intimacy, it's like an act of charity. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, how come? How can I have a reward for doing this and I'm satisfying my desire?" He said, "If you were to do this in haram, would you be penalized?" And they said, "Yes." He said, "If you do it in halal, Allah will give you a reward." Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful religion. أن نقبل الإسلام شريعة وعقيدة أن نقبله عبادة ومعاملة. Some people, mashallah, they are very good worshippers. They pray five times, they pray the night prayer, but they treat their families and their neighbors and their friends the worst type of treatment. So where's Islam in your life? Islam is all about action. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Prophet Muhammad sallam in the Quran, He did not praise the way he looks or the way he's dressed. He praised what? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. He talked about the end product of this deen, which is your manners, the way you treat people, the way you behave with people. So let me conclude the khutbah. So the last point I was making was كَيْفَ نَرْضَى بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Number one is to know that Islam is the religion of Allah. Whoever will come on the day of judgment embracing any other faith other than Islam, it will not be accepted from him or her, and they will be amongst the losers. Number three, we should know that Allah created the whole universe for everyone. So live and let live. We don't force anyone to accept Islam. Allah is the judge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb al-Alameen, not only Rabb al-Muslimin. And the last one I was sharing was, we have to accept Islam as aqidah and sharia. We have to accept Islam as ibadat and muamalat. It's not that just the way we act when it comes to worshiping Allah, but if that does not change you in the way you behave towards everyone around you, then you didn't understand and you missed the meaning of Islam as a religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed some people before us, the people of the book. When you read in Surah Al-Hijr, ayah number 90 and 91, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ. Meaning, we sent down the scripture to them and they pick and choose. They divided their book, say, we're going to take this part, we're going to leave this part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blamed them in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 85, He said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Would you believe in some parts of the book and they will deny and you will deny some other parts of the book. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. What's the punishment of those who will do this except embarrassment and disgrace in this worldly life? وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. And on the day of judgment, they'll be exposed to the severest type of, or the most severe type of punishment. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is well aware of everything that you do in this life. So this is the second part of the hadith. Inshallah, in the following Jum'ah, inshallah, we're going to finish the last part, who is how to accept Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a prophet. And we're going to make a link to this and the three questions that you will be asked in the grave when you will go with no money, with no children, with nothing except some simple piece of cloth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawbah before death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us shahada at the moment of death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us jannah after death. Allahumma arzuqna tawbatan qabla al-mawt wa shahadatan 'inda al-mawt wa jannatan wa na'iman ba'da al-mawt. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkaha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma kun li ikhwanina mustadafina fi kulli makanin ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma 'alayka bi kulli man tagha wa takabbar. Allahumma ij'al akhira kalamina min ad-dunya. La ilaha illallah. Sallallahu 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.